Did you ever feel like what you learned in law school didn't prepare you for the world of running a law practice? Law school didn't teach us how to start our practices the right way so that we could scale them into a thriving business. We didn't learn how to make sure that our businesses would meet our financial goals and provide the type of lifestyle we deserve. After 10 years, I was fed up with struggling in my practice and decided to begin a journey to scaling a successful practice that would actually allow me to finally live the life I've always dreamed of. I invite you to listen in on the conversations I'm having with some of the most successful solo and small firm practitioners, along with leading business entrepreneurs, and share how I am implementing what I am learning, all with the goal of helping you take control of your practice and your life. This is The Law Entrepreneur. Hey there, fellow law entrepreneurs. Welcome to episode 51 of The Law Entrepreneur. I'm Neil Tyra, your host, as always. And today I'm coming to you live from the Circle Z Ranch in Patagonia, Arizona. And hence, I don't really have a full show for you today. This is the week right after my birthday. And thank you for several of you who wished me a happy birthday this past Friday. People I don't know other than as listeners to the podcast. That was really quite nice, and I do appreciate that. But anyway, this is our annual trip with a bunch of friends of ours to go riding at the Circle Z Ranch. And if you've ever wondered about what some people call a dude ranch, I refer to it as a guest ranch. It is the quintessential occasion vacation, and particularly with this location. The quality of the staff here and the facilities is unparalleled in the West, and the scenery and the weather right now could not be better. So if you're looking for a getaway, this is the place to come, Circle Z Ranch in Patagonia, Arizona. You know, you spend a lot of time in the saddle at one of these kinds of venues, and it gives you time to think and to ponder. And so as a result, you know, I think I have a lot to be grateful for, and particularly with this podcast, for sure. So I want to thank our listeners for their continued support. The podcast keeps growing each and every week, and that's comforting to see. But we're done with the breaks now. We had the holiday break and this break. So coming up, we have some great guests lined up, and we're going to take the show. As I mentioned a couple weeks ago, we're going to start doing some theme-based shows, and I think you're really going to like that. We're going to devote an entire show to a single question that law firms, solo practitioners have to address. So if you have a burning question or a problem that you're looking to solve, do me a favor and drop me a line and let me know. We'll try and line up a show around it. You can contact me at Neil, N-E-I-L, at The Law Entrepreneur, if you want to send an email, or of course, you can reach us on Twitter at Law Entrepreneur, and just let us know what's your burning question, what's the problem that you're having, how can we help you bring value to you through the podcast, and we'll try and set up a show that does just that. So we're looking forward to that in the coming days, and I hope all of you are having a good January, that the weather's not as difficult for you as it has been for others around the country. I can tell you down here in southern Arizona, perfect blue skies and temperatures in the 70s. So I couldn't ask for anything better. So thanks again for tuning in this episode. Please join us next week as we get back to our regular scheduled programming. And I'll see you again on The Law Entrepreneur.